ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दुषामेष पुराणार्कधुना उदितः। श्रीभागवत भागवतम की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम नाइन्थ कांटो चैप्टर 19 किंग जजाति अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट 17। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा बा ना अभिविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्रामो विद्वांस विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवे बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान् इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति। मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा नाविविक्तासनो भवेत्। बलवान इंद्रिय ग्रामो विद्वांसम अपिकर्षति। वैष्णवीस वर्ड मीनिंग मात्रा विथ वन्स मदर स्वास्रा विथ वन सिस्टर दुहित्रा विथ वन्स ओन डॉटर बा आइदर न नट अभिविक्त आसन सीटेड क्लोजली ऑन वन सीट भवेत। वन शुड बी बलवान वेरी स्ट्रांग इंद्रिय ग्राम द ग्रुप ऑफ सेंसेस विद्वांसम द वेरी लर्नड एंड एडवांस्ड पर्सन अपि इवन करसति एजिटेट्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस ए श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन वन शुड नॉट अलाउ वन सेल्फ टू सीट ऑन द सेम सीट इवन विथ वन्स ओन मदर सिस्टर और डॉटर फॉर द सेंसेस आर सो स्ट्रांग दैट इवन दो वन इज वेरी एडवांस्ड इन नॉलेज ही मे बी अट्रैक्टेड बाय सेक्स। प्लीज रिपीट वन शुड नॉट अलाउ oneself to sit on the same seat even with one's own mother sister or daughter for the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge he may be attracted by sex। पार्पोर्ट लर्निंग इन एटिकेट ऑफ हाउ टू डील विथ वोमेन डज नॉट फ्री वन फ्रॉम सेक्सुअल अट्रैक्शन स्पेसिफिकली मेंशन हियर विथ सच अट्रैक्शन इज पॉसिबल इवन विथ वन्स मदर सिस्टर और डॉटर। जनरली ऑफकोर्स वन इज नॉट सेक्सुअली अट्रैक्टेड टू हिज मदर सिस्टर और डॉटर but if one allows himself to sit very close to such a woman one may be attracted। this is a psychological fact। it may be said that one is liable to be attracted if he is not very advanced in civilized life। however especially mentioned here vidvamsam api karsati even if one is highly advanced materially or spiritually he may be attracted by lust or by lusty desires। the object of attraction may even one's mother sister or daughter। therefore one should be extremely careful in dealing with women। Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most strict in such dealings especially after he accepted the sannyas order। indeed no woman could come near him no woman can come near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to offer him respect। again one is warned here with that one should be extremely careful in dealings with women। a brahmachari is forbidden even to see the wife of his spiritual master if she happens to be young। the wife of the spiritual master may sometimes take some service from the disciple of her husband as she would from a son but if the wife of the spiritual master is young ये ब्रह्मचारी इज फॉरबिडन टू रेंडर सर्विस टू हर. हरे कृष्ण. ओम अज्ञानातिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वंदे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च. मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं. नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नम महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा ना विविक्तासनो भवेत् बलवान इंद्रिय ग्राम विद्वांसमपि कर्षति. वन शुड नॉट अलाउ वन सेल्फ टू सिट ऑन द सेम सीट इवन विथ वन्स ओन मदर सिस्टर और डॉटर फॉर द सेंसेस आर सो स्ट्रांग दैट इवन दो वन इज वेरी एडवांस्ड इन नॉलेज ही मे बी अट्रैक्टेड बाय सेक्स. सो दिस इज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन पेजेस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. इन भगवद गीता ऑल्सो कृष्ण शेष आवृत ज्ञान मेतेन ज्ञानिना नित्य वैरिणा काम रूपेण कौंतेय दुष्कुरेण नलेन च. इवन ए ग्रेट स्कॉलर ए लर्न्ड पर्सन ए पंडित हिज नॉलेज कैन बी कवर्ड विथ लस्टी डिजायर. आवृत ज्ञान मेतन हिज नॉलेज कैन कवर विथ लस्टी डिजायर्स. आवृत ज्ञान मेतन ज्ञानीना नित्य वैरिणा. वी आर थिंकिंग दोज वी आर इलिटरेट दे डी नॉट नो द नॉलेज दैट वी आर नॉट दिस बॉडी वी आर सोल लाइक दिस. So maybe it's possible for them to be, Shudras are also most degraded peoples. It's possible for them to fall down, to be attracted to the opposite sex. But here Krishna is telling, Vidvangsya Pikarsati. Abhruta jnana metena jnanina nitya vairina. This lusty desire is a eternal enemy of the knowledgeable persons, those possess great knowledge. So, Gyanina Nitya Vairina, Kamarupena Kaunteya Duskurena Alena Cha. It is like fire. In other words, in Bhagavatam, in 7th canto, 12th chapter also, there is a explanation. Vyasadana Sukhdeva Goswami was telling, Pramadanamahi Vanni Vitekumbhami Vapuman. How this, they are considered the men and women. Nanu Agni Pramadanama Gritakumbha Samahapuman Sutama Api Raho Jayat Anyada Yavat Arthakrit. A woman is a Pramada, a young woman is considered with fire. And a young man is considered with butter. Butter or ghee. So, in natural, you see the butter or ghee in a winter season, it maybe looks very hard. If you keep in some hill station like in the Shimla or Nainital, there, then in winter season when there is snow is falling and the ghee is completely tight, you cannot, you think it is now become stone, no problem. But if you take fire to nearby such hard ghee or butter, then it definitely it will melt it. Similarly, the man and woman are considered. Maybe a brahmachari is very strict or a sannyasi very strict, he is not following very strictly this principle. Now, just like in corona, everyone maintaining distance. Specific distance, you have to see. So anyhow, maybe very strict, not to look at women, not to talk to them, not to sit very close. You may following very, say, a brahmachari or sannyasi may following the rules very strictly. But still, just like if you will take fire near the ghee, it melted. Yaisi Gaur Nitai, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Shyama Sundar. So here is also example said, if this just like ghee come near to fire, ghee melted, a woman is considered with fire. So if you cannot avoid, you'll come to women, a man come to nearby women and closely associate and talk, then he will remain as a sannyasi. It is not possible. It is cheating. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna himself. Prabhupada wrote in Parpad when he accepted sannyas, in sannyas ashram he is very strict. Even the woman cannot go nearby Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to pay obeisances or to speak something. About 20 feet away, women should pay obeisances to Mahaprabhu and go. Mahaprabhu never talk to any woman after sannyasi, sannyas. He very strict. Even he did not utter the word stri, woman. He never uttered. He uttered the word when he addressed to some women and called prakruti. He used the word prakruti. So even the God himself, to set an example, he show us how to deal with women. Very difficult, specifically in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, our minds are very contaminated. Mandasu, mandamatayo, mandabhagya, upadritaha. Mandasu, mandamataya. Our minds are polluted. Su manda means in superlative degree. It is completely contaminated. Any chance our senses will get or mind get, he runs to the runs towards that direction. So it is very difficult. In one time, Vyasadeva, he was teaching this Bhagavad, in a Bhagavad Gita. Specifically, he is reciting this verse, Abhruta Jnanametena Jnanina Nitya Vairina Kama Rupena Kaunteya Duskurena Nilalenache. Is Jnanina Nitya Vairina. This lusty desire is even enemy of the great knowledgeable person. Their mind can be attracted for sex life. But among the disciples of Vyasadeva, there is one, his name is Jaimini, Karmakanda. He is the acharya for one section of knowledge. The sixth section of Vedic knowledge, one section is Karmakanda. Vedanta is by Vyasadeva, Sankhya by Kapil Muni, Pratanjali for Yogasastra, Vaisheshika Jnana Karnad, and Patanjali is for yoga, like this, the different branches and different acharyas. So Jaimini Rishi, he told Gurudev, I don't accept this. I cannot accept. How can a knowledgeable person will be deviate from his position? Maybe a illiterate, though he is not ignorant people, they may be attracted. How can abhruta jnana metena? How can the knowledge of a knowledgeable person is can be covered? Jnanina nitya vairina, how can we lusty desire to be an enemy of a jnani? It is not possible. I don't accept this bar. Vyasadeva told, this is spoken by Lord Sri Krishna himself, the supreme personality of Godhead. Just accept it. Told, no, I don't accept. Okay, time will come, I will teach you. So Vyasadeva, he is also incarnation of Krishna. So he planned, he created artificial raining. Now the scientists, they create also, they can throw some chemical powders or something raining for it. But at that time, the mystic power of Vyasadeva, he created raining. Whole area there suddenly in night started raining. And he himself transferred himself to a woman form. Himself become a woman. And if his clothes are in raining, is walking, so the clothes are wet. Then in his woman's form, Vyasadeva come to the door of Jaimini's ashram. Make noise. Tuck, 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 tuck. Told, please, please, open the door. I am just misdirected. I forgotten my real path. So please give me shelter. It is heavy raining. And also, the storms and these stones are also falling. Please save my life. But Jaimini told, no, this is Brahmacharya Ashram. He has no question for, he is the voice of a woman. We cannot give shelter. Go ahead. Then she started crying. Told, here is no other ashram. Where can I go? What type of sadhu you are? You cannot protect, you cannot save a life of a living entity. Why you are seeing just a woman? You should see a living entity. So Jaimini told, what type of sentence? She started rebuking. Told, okay, stop. You will be kept, because you are shouting, you will get the scene of killing a woman. I am going to be die in this situation if you not protect my life. So they told, okay, and near the gate, there is a small room for Chaukidar. Today Chaukidar went to his house, this room is empty. You can just enter this room and close the door. Don't disturb any of the brahmacharis. When rain finish, just you go out. Get out from here. She told, okay, I am migrating. But your main gate is closed. How can I go inside? Close the main gate is locked. So Jaimini thought it's better to myself go. So he came. He came with key and he opened the main gate. And when he come to the main gate, because it's raining, the clothes are wet. The private part of his body is just seeing outward. Somehow or other, just Jaimini when he is giving the key, but just once his glance just have on this body of Vyasa, he is a woman form. Then his lusty desires suddenly awake. Then he told, okay, this will go away. So he went to his room. And Vyasadeva just entered the room, Chaukidar room, in woman form, and closed the door and sit inside. Then Jaimini went to his room and he tried to sleep, but he could not sleep. This woman form is come to his meditation in his mind. Oh, this woman. So beautiful. Adi Shankaracharya used to say, Nari stanabhara nabhidesam drushtvamaga mohavesam etamansavasadi vikaram manasi vichinnaya varam varam. Again and again you consider this thing. What is this woman? Nari stanabhara nabhi desam. That is the attractive for a man, this part of her body. But what is this? Tushtva maga moha vesam. Don't get illusion by seeing these things. It's simply composed with some skin, some bone, some flesh, some dirty things. Be again and again and again think about this. Don't get attracted to these false things. It is not truth, it is false. So, but still, it is so, it's practical situation, very difficult to not be attracted. So, Jaimini could not sleep just meditating the woman. He saw this false woman. Vyasadeva just transferred himself into woman form. But still, he could not sleep. He told, his sex desire is agitated to such extent, he got up from his bed. He come out and make the noise in that same room that the Vyasadeva was residing. He told, please, open the door. He told, no. The mahant or the in charge of this ashram, Jaimini, he told not to open the door to anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone else. Just I am waiting, this running will finish, then I will go away from here. I don't want to talk to anyone, any member of this ashram. He told, no, I am the same person. Same Jaimini, I am telling. Please open. He told, no, I cannot open. You told, even I myself ask you to ask, don't open the door. I don't want to meet any brahmachari. So he's sitting. He was agitated more and more and more. Finally climbed the thatch, make a hole and jumping inside. And he was thinking it is a woman. And he was going to embrace her. Then he saw where he embraced. Vyasadeva just took the cloth out. I said, oh, Gurudev! The white beards and everything. He told, Gurudev, fool, you understand? You are thinking you are a learned scholar. Now you understand why Krishna told, Abhruta Jnanametena Jnanina Nitya Vairina. This spoken by Lord Sri Krishna himself. आवृत ज्ञान मेते न ज्ञानी न नित्य वरिणा काम रूपेण इज ए लास्टी डिजायर है कौंतेय दुष्कुरेण अनलन च इज ऑलवेज इज दिस फायर ऑफ लस्टी डिजायर इज जस्ट बर्निंग है इज हीटिंग लाइक फायर इट इज ऑलवेज सो इट के इट सो वन शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड देन दैट्स दे टोल्ड हिम नो वन कैन प्रोटेक्ट हिमसेल्फ इवन ब्रह्मा द फास्ट लिविंग एंटिटी ही रन आफ्टर हिज ओन डॉटर भागवत में एक्सप्लेनिंग बाक हिज ओन डॉटर आफ्टर क्रिएटिंग हिज बाक देवी देन ही अट्रैक्टेड फॉर द ब्यूटी ऑफ हिज ओन डॉटर एंड रन आफ्टर सो दैट्स वाई देयर इज लव मरीची सन ऑफ मरीची दे लव एंड दे बिकम डीमन्स बिकॉज ऑफ लविंग टू ब्रह्मा सो इट सो इट इज टोल्ड माने दुहित्रा हाउ ए दुही कैन बी अट्रैक्टेड इवन ब्रह्मा अट्रैक्टेड मातृ श्वश्रु इवन वन जनरली इट इज नॉट नेवर पॉसिबल टू थिंक अबाउट वन्स मदर दैट्स वाई प्रभुपाद गेव द ट्रेडिशन इन इस्कन टू एड्रेस द वोमेन एज मदर एज माताजी माता नो बहन जी भाभी जी दिस वर्ड्स प्रभुपाद नेवर अलाउड यू कैन नॉट से यूज दीज थिंग्स वन माताजी वेंट टू वांट आई रिमेम्बर दिस माय रूम इज हियर वेंट ही टुक सम फ्रूट्स और सम प्रसाद टोल्ड आई एम सिस्टर आई एम ए सिस्टर एज ए सिस्टर जस्ट टेक दिस दिस वर्ड्स नेवर यूज्ड बाय प्रभुपाद Prabhupada are not allowed in ISKCON these words. Only mother. Should address as a woman as a mother. As if more than 12 years, a lady should be addressed as mother. Generally, mother for a mother, one cannot have contaminated mind. Mind supposed to be, using such words can be purified. Otherwise, other words like you might say behan ji, bhabi ji, sister, all these words are not used in ISKCON for a woman. So this is a no one saved from this lusty desires. Brahma ran after. What happened to Shiva? Lord Shiva even run after, he is not ordinary. He is very great Mahajan, he is controller, he is a sober person. But still, when he challenged with Krishna, then he ran after Krishna, Mohini. In Samudra Manthan, churning of the ocean, there appeared Mohini incarnation. But Lord Shiva was not there. And Lord bewildered everyone. By seeing the Mohini, the demons even forget about nectar. They easily gave the nectar. Oh, give this Mohini this nectar. If she pleased, we'll be pleased. So full. Gave the nectar. They are fighting, not giving to anyone. But very easily agreed to give this nectar pot to Mohini. Is very beautiful, extremely beautiful woman. Krishna become a woman. This is Mohini incarnation. So even a Mohini Padani gave. So Lord Shiva thought, how this Mohini incarnation? How all the demigods and demons all get bewildered, three all got bewildered by seeing that form. But they may be bewildered, but I could not bewildered. The illusory energy, the Maya, as a potential, as a person, is sitting just on my lap as my wife, not able to do any harm to me. So what can this Mohini will do me? So Krishna came to Krishna and requested him, please show me your Mohini form. I want to see how you bewildered everyone. Krishna told him, no need. You are a pure devotee, why you want to see that woman form? He told, no, I want to see that form. Krishna told, you cannot be patient. If you see, you will be agitated. He told, impossible. How can I be agitated? My wife, Vishnu Maya, who? Parvati, sitting with me and not able to do anything. Nothing happening to me. Krishna told, okay, then this is your own risk. Immediately Krishna just transferred to woman form. Shiva was sitting, Parvati sitting, Ganesh sitting. Shiva Parvati sitting, Ganesh is in lap of mother. Still, when this woman form appeared, Mohini appeared with a ball in her hand. Started playing it. So there's very close, air was blowing, with cold air blowing, and then in this clothes of the Mohini, little going here, there, in wind, just. And then Mohini was just looking behind to Lord Shiva, and also smiling, trying to attract Shiva. Shiva immediately seeing the smiling of Mohini could not control him. He forgot the situation, where he is sitting there, his wife is there, son is there, he forgot everything, he just ran after me. His outer cloth has gone. Mohini also, Krishna also, very intelligently knowing this is just going by through the ashrams of the saintly persons. Going in different ashrams, and all the sages looking, what is happening? Lord Shiva, naked. And who is this girl? Just going ahead, just attracting Shiva. Shiva trying to touch him. And she was just going like this. So Shiva was bewildered by Mohini. Even his simam discharged. It's called this Ayappa. Some people in South India, they consider Ayappa. This personality was created from the semen of Lord Shiva. When he running after Mohini, then this son was created. So anyhow, so in this way, who can be more person without Krishna's help? No one can control himself. Mama Maya Durataya, Krishna told, Mama Maya Daivi Hesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. This is my potency, my Maya. But he told, Mam Ebaje Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. But if his Saman is surrendered to me, then he may be, it is possible for him to control. Otherwise, not. Without Krishna's help, no one can conquer Maya. Thinking I am very knowledgeable person, I am a great scholar, I am this, that. No. Defeat everyone. Defeat also Narada. Narada Muni was, after seeing that Brahma's and Lord Shiva's situation, what happened, then he one time came to Lord. So Lord, who is your purest devotee, topmost devotee? He told, now I saw Brahma was defeated, he was attracted to your illusory energy. After his own daughter he was running. Shiva was defeated by you in your Mohini incarnation. But I never get illusion in any situation. Lord smiled. Yes, yes, Narada, you are our very pure devotee. So when Narada just came, speaking like this, then he is going left, Vaikuntha, going ahead. Suddenly he saw a new planet he never seen before. Told, how this planet appeared? Where is? This is created by Supreme Lord for to illusion for Narada. He saw that he entered the planet and there was a very nice king. Ask him, welcome him. Then he was surprised. He saw the hand of this king and all this, everything good. But the king told, I have one problem. I have one very beautiful daughter. Has marriage. Could not happen. I could not find a qualified person for her. Please help me. Narada told, okay, call this girl. I can see her. Palm or her head and palmist. But when this girl came, Narada, after seeing her bodily feature and all this, he told, it is like goddess of fortune. It is in his hand. It is written that who will be the husband of this girl? Only the topmost pure devotee of the Supreme Lord can become husband of this girl. Then Narada was thinking, I am. He was seeing the hand, but in mind he was thinking, I am that person. So thinking like this, he did not tell outwardly, but inwardly he told the king, why you are not doing a Swayambara Sabha, a marriage program? The girl can choose according to her own choice, her husband. Thinking of giving advice, the date was fixed. Then Narada Muni went to Supreme Lord, returned back. He told, O Lord, I perform pure devotional service from so many years, so many yugas, I never ask anything to you. Now I want to ask something. Please allow me. Lord smiled, he has created everything. Told, oh yes, Narada, you are our pure devotee, topmost pure devotee, even better than Lord Shiva and Brahma, and you are a better devotee. So okay, smiling, he told, whatever is for your benefit, I will do. Never told that I will give. He told, whatever your for benefit, all I will give. Narada told, okay, I will get. Then he just went to the Swayambara Sabha. Then he saw in this marriage everyone sitting, all the demigods in line. Even Lord Narayana was sitting in the last. Narada was sitting next to Indra. Then Narada Muni was thinking, I have got the boon from Krishna. So my body, I must be the most beautiful person, and the girl definitely choose me as her husband. He could not see his own face. So he was just sitting and like the girl with Varanamala, the garland, specific garland, just passing away. Narada just putting his head down, thinking, oh, garland will come. But he's not garlanding. He just passed away in the last seat. There is Narayana, Lord himself was sitting, and girl went, gave the garland to Lord Narayana or Sri Krishna. Then Narada became angry. Oh no, you are such a selfish person. You know that I wanted that girl. In whole life I did not ask you anything. You have already Sri Devi as your wife. Still you did not fulfill my desire. Oh Lord, I will curse you. Become very angry. Narada. Lord was smiling. Close the eyes and curse him. Because of not getting this girl, I am become, one day you will lose your own wife. Indra told, oh, Narada, why you are so angry? He got mirrored in front of Narada Muni. Narada Muni saw his face is just like a monkey. He asked the topmost beautiful face, but now Lord gave him a monkey face. So he told, oh, you gave me monkey face? I asked the most beautiful face. So your wife, you will lose your wife. And just now I am suffering in separation from this girl. You will suffer for a long time. And you gave me this face of a monkey. The monkeys will protect you. I will again. help you to meet you and your beloved Sita. That is the Ramchandra incarnation because of the curse of Narada Muni in Padma Purana. So we see Lord, if to his pure devotee, maybe externally looks it is very harmful, but even he curse, he suffer himself, but he never allowed his pure devotee to fall down, to suffer in this material world. So that's why there are so many examples. It is not possible to conquer the illusory energy. Matru, Swasru, Dohitruva. Maybe your mother, maybe your sister, maybe your daughter. But the illusory energy, the sex desire is so strong. Unless you will take the help from Krishna, by your own effort, it is not possible, impossible to conquer, impossible to protect yourself. That's why every day, one time Prabhupada was told in one class in Juhu, many he told Radharas Ben Penney, he told, you are all conditioned souls. The illusory energy can make you fall down in any situation. But this illusory energy cannot do anything for me, anyhow. I will be never be in Maya, any situation. And yes, Prabhupada is pure devotee, that's why. Everyone listened, but after class, they saw Prabhupada was sitting in front of Radharas Bihari, and he was murmuring something, speaking something. So Tamalakrishna Maharaj just come near, hear what Prabhupada is speaking. Prabhupada was telling, oh Radha Rasbihari, please, always protect me. Always protect me. I may not be in clutches of your illusory energy. Always. He told Prabhupada, after I went to room, you told that no, that nothing will happen, Maya will not be able to do anything. But now we saw you are praying to Radha Rasbihari to protect you from illusory energy. Prabhupada told, this is the secret. Why Maya cannot harm me? Because I am every day praying to Krishna. Krishna, please protect me from the influence of your illusory energy. Because I am every day praying to Krishna, that's why Krishna every day protecting me. Without Krishna's protection, no one can conquer the illusory energy. By no other means, thinking I am a learned scholar or anything, so many things we may plan. That's why Krishna told, Mama Maya, Daivihesa Gunavai Mama Maya Durattaya. No one can cross over it. But that person who is Mam Ebaje Prapadyante, if one is completely surrendered to Krishna, always praying Krishna for protection. Tumita rakhyakar palaka amar. Tumara charana bina asana hi yar. Nija bala chesta prati bharasa chadiya. Tumara ichare achi nirbhar kariya. If someone is always praying Krishna for protection, then Krishna will protect him. Without Krishna's help, no one can protect himself. No one can protect him from the illusory energy. So that's why in Bhagavatam, in place to place, in different pages, this is warning. Matru, Sosru, Duhi, Truva, Nobivikta, Asana, Bhavet, Balavan, Indriya, Gravan, Vidvansa, Pikarsati. Even the great scholars, they attracted. No one saved. Even the sex desire, even Brihaspati, the learned person, is the spiritual master of demigods. We see how many times he attracted. Mamata was his younger brother's wife. She was pregnant. In absence of his brother, Brihaspati went and the child from the womb of mother was prohibiting, shouting, no, you cannot have sex. But Brihaspati, because of his powerful person, by cursing the boy, he killed the child from the womb. and forcefully do sex with Mamata. Then the Bharadwaj Muni came. This is a great story. How? So many examples, even the great Lanen scholars, the demigods, the moon god, the Soma, the stolen wife of Brihaspati. Many, Indra, so many lusty desires with Indra, he is the king of the demigods. And so many stories, Bhagavatam, even the pages of Bhagavatam is described. How these people, this is lusty desire, this is the only, that's why Krishna told, Yehi Satru Mahavaho Kamarupa Sudhuskaram. Recognize your enemy. This is your enemy. Lusty desire. This is the most devouring, sinful activity. If you come or someone conquer this, and how can he conquer? Only by the help of Krishna. The same Brahma was running after his own daughter, but he came as Namacharya in this Kali Yuga. The same Brahma, he is also Brahma Haridas. When he takes shelter of the holy name, very easily Mayadevi came and defeated. He defeated Mayadevi very easily. Mayadevi asked, he saw his identity. I am the wife of Lord Shiva. Personally, I could not even defeat you. Please, I took the Rama mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, from my husband. Now you initiate me in Krishna mantra. So in this way, you can see. Even in this Kali Yuga, one can conquer with the help of holy name. Krishna and Krishna's name is non-different. If someone very sincerely takes shelter, Kali Kale, Namarupe Krishna Avatar. So one should take shelter of holy name of the Lord. Tunadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahisuna, Amanina, Manadeh, Dina Kirtaniya, Sadahari. This is the only solution. There is no other way we can save from Maya. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes.
You just said that we shouldn't ask anything from the Lord. So when we ask Him to give me protection,
yes.
How is this?
You should not ask anything, but ask for protection. This is needed.
The Lord also knows that He. Lord knows that He needs protection. So
Because we have desires. Desires we cannot save. No one can become pure devotee overnight. It is told in whole Bhagavatam, there is only one person. He is Narayana Rishi in Badrikasram. Maya could not do any defect because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indra sent the Apsaraj and he created some this denizens from his hand. The Urvashi also he gave as a gift. Otherwise, there is not as second example, who could conquer Maya, any situation. Haridas Thakur is in Kali Yuga. Because in shelter, under the shelter of holy name. That's why in Kali Yuga, this is the only way. How can one protect himself from Maya? By taking the shelter of holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau naste iva, naste iva, naste iva, gatir anyatha, three times repeated. Chant holy name, chant Hare Krishna. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Very sincerely. That chanting must be crying, you must cry. And Prabhupada told us that when we are chanting, we should cry. Just like a small child, is calling his own mother. His mother disappeared somewhere. He was just searching for his mother and shouting loudly, crying in that mood. We should chant. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes? Yes. This transcendental meditation is not possible in this age of Kali. Mind is polluted. Given, that's why Arjuna rejected. Chanchalahi mana Krishna pramathi balavadrudham. This mind is very flickering. In Kali Yuga, it is not practical. Kali Yuga is a Yuga Dharma. There is every day, every Yuga, there is a Yuga Dharma. See, meditation is a Yuga Dharma for who is Yuga? Satya Yuga. Kali Yuga is there, Yuga Dharma is Kritecha Dhyayata Vishnu. That is in Satya Yuga. Tretayang Jajate Mukhai Dwaparang Paricharjayang Kalauta Harikirtanat. So the Yuga Dharma is Harikirtan. Not meditation. You cannot meditate. You may be so attentive, whatever time, but your mind will flicker, going here, there. Arjuna rejected when Krishna told to Arjuna. Arjuna rejected. He told, no, I cannot. Chanchalahi mana Krishna pramathi balavadradam. Vayu reva suduskaram. What you speaking? He rejected. Then Krishna told, okay Arjuna, yes, I am. This is even not Kali Yuga, this was in Dwapar. So Krishna told, okay, yes, this is true, but still Abhyasana to Kaunteya Vairagyanacha Guhet, constant practice and detachment from the sense enjoyment. One can gradually try to control. But we see practical how Haridas Thakur controlled, even defeated everything, but by simply taking shelter of holy name of the Lord. In this age, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times he told. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All acharyas, they gave same opinion. I saw when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur took this commentary, I told, Kincha Stri Vishaya Kamastu Sadacharvaiva Sadacharam Darsayati Matrati Avivyaktam Prithak Bhutam Asanang Sah Vidvansapi Karsati. Maybe Sadachar, we are talking about Sadachar, but this Sadachar with women, with a young woman, a young man, this cannot control themselves. If they are very close, sitting in one asana in the same. Pruthak, apruthak asanam jasyaso vidvangsa api karsati. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling. Sridhar Swami is telling. They all acharyas, they agree with Krishna. So Bhagavatam, what is described in Bhagavatam, we must follow it. Lord Chaitanya followed. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. Still, by his own example, he also gave us how to come. He gave certain example. He was simple. As a sannyasi, he was not sleeping on the floor with a mat, even not using the quilt. And then in winter season, just like the Jagadananda Pandit, just he made a quilt. And gave Govinda to give to Mahaprabhu to use this. And Mahaprabhu told, no. He did not use. He never used oil, never used quilt, all these things he rejected. Mahaprabhu. After Kasuru Damodar just gave collected from a dry banana tree, they collected this outward things. Just make another quilt with this. Mahaprabhu last at least accepted this. Sleeping on the floor with a mat, chatai, in kusasan, kusa grass. The asan is made with kusa grass. Just putting one cloth, bas. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. But he was, as a sannyasi, he was setting example. So yes, we must be very strict. Otherwise it is not possible to conquer Maya. Hare Krishna.